The Midwest Gaming Classic is happening this weekend at the Baird Center in Milwaukee. The show will feature pinball tables, gaming consoles, and hundreds of vendors. But before the annual event saw crowds of over 20,000, it started in the basement of the Boy Scout Service Center over 20 years ago. WUWM's Eddie Morales asked the show's co-founder, Dan Lucen, about its growth and impact on the gaming community.
So the first year, what we did was there was a bunch of fans online for the Atari Jaguar console. It was a console that failed, and those of us who had found it and really enjoyed it would celebrate it together online. And starting in 1997, actually, a group of people said, let's get together to celebrate this together. And so there was an event that traveled the country. We offered to host it in 2001 after having attended it in 1999 in Minnesota. And basically, we just said, hey, we're going to take a bunch of people showing off their passions and have fun with it. And our passion at the time was the Atari Jaguar. It was just so cool to see what everybody else came up with. And we basically every year said, hey, if you want to share something with this group, we'll say yes. In 2001, we had a guy, Marty Goldberg, who came to the show. And he's an Atari historian. And he said, I love the Jaguar, but can I also bring all this other Atari stuff? And we said, yeah, we'd love it if we showed off everything. So he did that. He still comes to the show. He still brings amazing stuff to the show. It's basically the exact same show as what we had with 100 people, except that instead of 100 people celebrating their passions, it's now, last year was 24,000 people celebrating their passions. So this year we have someone as young as 10 years old that's going to be demoing a game that they created, and we're going to have them beside huge companies like Stern Pinball that will be bringing more than 70 pinball machines to put on the show floor for people to come up to and play and check out what they've done. And we present those kind of equally, where, you know, you come in and you just show off your passion, and people get that with our show in a way that's different than a lot of the other shows that are similar.
There's also different panels and discussions from people that work in the industry, whether it's with pinball machines or pinball companies, all the way to people who work within media. Can you talk a little bit about how that is also a part of the show, as well as, you know, you have the games, you have the experiences, but you also have these educational panels as well?
The Midwest Gaming Classic is a trade show at its heart, and it always has been. And we've kind of, my partner Gabby and I kind of joke sometimes that it's more of a social trade show than a gaming trade show, because it really started, it was about the Atari Jaguar, but it wasn't. It was really about the communities around these games that made us start it. And so when you've got performers, when you've got content creators, when you've got stuff like that, we have those people come in and discuss certain aspects of the gaming industry that they feel are important to what they do and what they create and stuff like that, or how they got involved. And so when we bring in people, we have a kind of unique spin on it, which is that we have them go up and talk about, like, hey, if you want to get involved, if you want to do something like what I'm doing, this is how to do it. And most of our panels have that component to it. And content creators and modern media and all of that type of stuff is a huge part of where gaming is going and where it's going to continue to go.
What is it about gaming specifically where it brings people together in a way that you can have an event like this that spans several days and it's just nonstop passion, nonstop enthusiasm? Can you just talk a little bit about gaming and community and the way that those tie together?
When I was a kid, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade game was my favorite arcade game. And when I walked up and I put my quarter in the slot to become Donatello, because he's the best, when I would do that, I would start playing to, you know, defeat the foot soldiers and ultimately try to defeat Shredder. And someone else would walk up and put a coin in the slot beside me. And it wouldn't matter who they were. It didn't matter if they were older than me or younger than me or a different color or a different race or a different ethnicity or a different anything. We were on the same team. And we had a shared experience where we were teammates throughout the entire thing. And whenever it was that we stopped and were done, we would like high five and we would have a chat about how great it was. And I might never see that person again, but I considered them a friend.